Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. The hypocrisy in this country is getting thick enough to choke on. There's something inherently unhealthy about an environment that allows this germ to thrive. You find it in almost every burgeoning dictatorship. It goes beyond the kind of pseudo-morality we've come to expect from the likes of Rush Limbaugh and the Tammy Faye Baker Christian right. By the way, to me, being a Christian means following what Christ said to do, which includes turning the other cheek and loving your neighbor as yourself. I don't know what Christianity means to Mr. Bush, a Christ whose calling leads to a situation like Abu Ghraib and Fallujah sounds more like the Antichrist to me. Look at our 2004 election situation. Like Ukraine, the election results don't match exit polls. However, unlike Ukraine, we didn't always have paper ballots, and our exit polls weren't financed in part by the U.S. Embassy or other Western diplomatic missions. Yet those who protest the authenticity of our election are called, quote, a small sliver of conspiracy theorists, liberal activists, and alternative news junkies, unquote. That was from the Cincinnati Inquirer. Meanwhile, similar protests in Ukraine are lionized as pro-democracy forces. Maybe that's because Ukraine is a major geopolitical pivot and byway for exporting Central Asian oil and gas, and the pro-American guy lost the official vote. Remember the demonization of Iraq during the first Gulf War, the babies being torn from incubators and so on? That particular story was later found to be a lie, utter propaganda. Yet several witnesses report the U.S. military fired on ambulances in Fallujah. Remember Bush's pre-invasion cry, Saddam gassed his own people. I guess Bush wanted the job for himself. There are now reports of illegal chemical weapons having been used on the people of Fallujah, including napalm. Remember how Rumsfeld whined and cried when pictures of captured American prisoners showed up on TV during the initial invasion? It's against the Geneva Convention to show prisoners in that humiliating position. Yet now we're facing an Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, who publicly called the Geneva Convention, quote-unquote, quaint. I want to leave you with something from Vaclav Havel's essay, The Power of the Powerless. Authoritarian regimes rely on people's cooperation. This is their weakness, because these people must live a lie. When some of those people found a space to live in the truth, they open up an incredible power. Those who remained in the lie could be struck at any moment by the force of the truth. Truth force will eventually draw power away from oppressors. Truth must be the basis of action. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.